Is it true if you have your own OnlyFans account, right? Mm-hmm. Not me as somebody who's like, I'm OnlyFans Ann, right? Like I'm running my own page.
Yeah, your talent.
Thank you, Diane. It's about time somebody recognized that.
Okay.
But that it's yes, if you are the talent, you're the talent, yeah. Right? Can you not have a profile on a dating app?
Because you're an OnlyFans creator?
If you are any type of sex worker, and I don't like that term. I don't like that term. But they'll say that somebody who is talent for OnlyFans is a sex worker, that you can't have a profile on dating apps, whether it's Tinder, Bumble, eHarmony. What?
Wait, so are they saying,
Dr. Neil Lane Bryan.
Are they saying it's prostitution?
What was the one that Casey Krakowski was on?
eHarmony.
eHarmony. Yeah. That, well, he met his old lady that way.
Man, that story.
Are they saying it's prostitution?
Are they saying you can't profit with sex on our platforms and we worry you're advertising yourself instead of just looking for a boyfriend or girlfriend?
Yeah, but why can't I just look for... Why can't...
I agree. It sounds weird, but I'm trying to figure it out.
I'm a disc jockey, right? And let's say that's my business life. In my personal life, I wouldn't mind getting married. I'm married, but I wouldn't mind getting, like, finding somebody.
Right.
So if my profession is... Like, if you're a stripper, can you have a profile?
I'm just learning.
Yeah.
OnlyFans people can't.
Why can't they?
It's got to be tied to the idea that you're...
But it's not prostitution.
Sex. And not in just like a sexy way, like we do. In a real, like, we're worried that you're selling your body.
I'm not.
I agree with you. I'm just trying to...
But I don't understand how that would be selling your body.
The problem. Does it just get all lumped in with someone who's literally a prostitute?
Okay, well then that's wrong. That's wrong.
Agreed.
That's wrong. If you're going to tell me that OnlyFans or strip, Kristen. Oh, people think that Kristen's on OnlyFans, and I'm getting her.
Pull up your terms of service.
Hey, will you see if you can find me somebody who is either like what else would be in that industry? I don't even like calling it that industry.
Like a cam girl.
Okay, that's it. Cam girl, OnlyFans, stripper. What else would fall in there?
I feel like stripper shouldn't be in there.
Why?
It's you don't have that online presence.
Yeah, but if I said I was a dancer at...
I bet there are plenty of strippers on Tinder.
What if I'm just a porn star?
They may have a problem.
Yeah,
there is some online content there.
Yeah,
no, but why? Who cares? I'm not putting up pictures of my goon.
Yeah, if you're using it just for
no.
romantic interest,
yeah,
no, you should be fine.
That's what I'm saying. So, but then why tell me that just because I'm a porn star that I can't have a Tinder account or a Bumble account?
And are they cross-referencing it against Google?
Or how would they know?
Or are you listing something in there that gets you flagged?
Well, you'd put down what your job is. I'm not on any dating sites.
Adult
entertainment.
That sounds like a stripper. Then
adult content creator.
Diane, please.
We're back to Kristen.
No. I don't.
Hers is that just because there's a lot of skinning, not skin, skinning.
Speaking of animals.
No. But do you on a dating site? I've never been on a date. I've never like
posted a profile.
Exactly. I've been on dating site. Well, that sounds horrible, Elliot.
I mean, I'm just lurking. You know, seeing what's out there.
What dating site have you been on?
Some friends of mine have been on, so I'll go look.
Oh, friend.
Oh, this is like when I signed up for LinkedIn just to finally see someone's resume. And I put nothing up there, but I'm getting so many job offers. And it's like, this can't be legit. They know nothing about me.
Doesn't matter. It's a tight work field right now. No. But do you have to put down your occupation?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
You probably don't. Why would you on Tinder have to say what you do for a living?
No. But what if it's not Tinder? What if it's eHarmony? What if it's Bumble? What if it's Plenty of Fish?
I couldn't imagine that's
a requirement.
What's that?
Shoot them in a jar or something like that? What's that one?
Shoot them in a jar.
Isn't there one like a, I don't know what it is. There are a lot of them. There's a lot of them. But don't they ask you to put down your occupation?
I've never done a listing.
Did you ever do one? She was on Bumble.
You were on Bumble?
Well, maybe people don't say that they've been on sites because of reactions like that.
No, but
like
it's
that.
Very common. Yes. It's more common than anything.
His reaction was from 15 years ago.
Yeah, no, I have no problem with it. Look at
you just went, bah.
No, I just wasn't expecting her to. Look at Casey Krakowski. He met his wife.
Did she have to put what her employment was?
You didn't? Did you choose not to? Is there a hole for you too?
A hole?
On the application.
A field.
A field. Yes. Whatever, dude. Everybody knew. You knew what I meant by thank you, Kristen.
Remember on her OnlyFans, there's going to be dressing. Field dressing. No wine dressing.
Where am I going? Line one. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, who's this?
This is John.
Yes, John. What can I do for you?
I'm not sure how strictly these websites uphold to the no OnlyFans creator rule, because my partner and I have definitely hooked up with a bunch of people who do OnlyFans.
And they're on sites?
Yeah, Tinder, Tainy, Bumble, whatever. They're on there, and sometimes the new code word is like accountant, but then they'll just put their OnlyFans link in their bio.
Hold tight. That because they can't put their OnlyFans link in there? Like they can't say OnlyFans, so they'll just say accountant.
It just came up as a joke because there was like some TikTok joke about like if your family asks you what you do and you don't want to tell them you do OnlyFans, you just lie and say you're an accountant.
Gotcha. But now, two that you mentioned are mentioned specifically, like you said, both Tinder and Bumble, that you've met
yeah.
You and your partner have met people that have only that are on OnlyFans, right? Then, but in this
yes.
in this thing, it says specifically Tinder and Bumble will prevent you from having a site if you're on OnlyFans.
It must be a new rule. Cause again, we've definitely met up with people who do that sort of work.
I love saying I'm an accountant. I love that. Everybody I meet now that's an accountant, I'll be like, oh, I get it.
Oh,
wink,
yeah.
Wink.
Right, Jackie.
You know what? I may even jump forward and just show him my penis.
No, I'm really an accountant.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. Yes, Tyler.
Timmy from Toronto.
Oh, what's up, Timmy?
The second you put OF in your post, you get flagged.
Is that true?
And Nova writes, these people spam the hell out of these services.
Wait, who's that? OnlyFans people?
Yes.
Just to get clients.
Right. Or subscribers.
And Timmy says that it is that but the second you do.
So that explains why you'd have to put something maybe like accountant. And then you'd think that link would get recognized, but
right?
Maybe not.
Oh, you're an accountant? Well, let me show you something.
So when you're swiping through now.
Right.
Nova makes it seem like you may as well be in an OnlyFans catalog. Like, are so few people actually live willing to meet up?
No, it can't be. The success rate is too high.
They write, it's annoying.
Okay, well, a lot of things are annoying, but it doesn't mean it's the most prevalent thing. There's no way there would be that much. Casey would have never got married.
That's eHarmony.
And that's forever ago, too.
So you mean to tell me eHarmony...
That well predates OnlyFans.
No, that's true. But you mean to tell me that on eHarmony, there's not anybody with OnlyFans? Of course there is.
There probably is.
Yes! Why would they be off limits any more than anybody else?
Oh, I'm not doubting that they go through and look for keywords and accounts. Sure.
So if... I promise you, I bet Timmy from Toronto is probably not on eHarmony, but I bet it would be like getting spammed on any other one of them. Mine too. Hi, Yelly in the morning.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
I'm Maggie.
Yes, Maggie. What can I do for you?
Yes, I am on OnlyFans and I use dating sites to advertise.
First of all, so you're an OnlyFans model?
Correct.
Do you have a lot of subscribers?
Sounded scary.
Yeah, it's a good amount. I make a decent living.
Do you really?
I'm faceless as well, so my identity is, you know, still intact.
It's your only job?
No, it's not my only job.
It's your better job, though.
It is the, you know, way better job, way more fun.
What do you specialize in?
Mostly, you know, butt shaking and, you know, yeah. I don't even really know what I can say. Like boob play.
I'm sorry. Did you say boob play?
Boob.
Yeah.
Yep. Huge market for it.
What's your account?
Oh, I'd rather not say, because like I said, I'm faceless and this is, you know, kind of local.
What do you mean? Oh, you don't show your face? Oh, I don't care.
I don't even show my face on the dating.
She's trying to keep a little bit of anonymity.
No, I understand that. But if you tell me, it's not, nobody knows who you are on the phone. I just want to see what I'm talking to.
Okay.
All right, what is it?
Curvaceous 420.
Curvaceous 420? Ooh, you were in early.
Yep.
Oh, look that up.
I thought the same thing. I was like, how did you get that?
Did you have to buy that off someone else?
That's a good one. Wait, hold on one second. Hold on. Did you get it? Did you spell curvaceous right?
Yeah. I'm looking for it.
Hit click.
Hold on. I got to log into LinkedIn.
So wait a minute. So now are you, but you're also on dating sites?
Correct.
And what is the... Tyler, you're at Curvy Cutie.
I know. A lot of things are coming up.
I know. Anyway, hold on. Back to you. So, Curvaceous 420. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
So, you are also on dating sites, but you don't put down on there that you're on OnlyFans?
Absolutely not.
Is that because you know you'll get flagged?
Yeah. It'll get deleted.
Oh no!
The whole account.
And which
they also flag your phone. So even if I wanted to join just for myself, I couldn't in the future.
Oh, are you serious? That's horrible.
Yep.
Is penis rating as big as it seems it is?
Five.
What did he say?
Some women will get multiple phones for that reason.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Tyler had a question for you. Go ahead, Tyler.
Because I noticed she also does the penis rating. Is that as big a market as it comes across?
Huge, huge market.
And do you think they really care about the rating, or it's just like that one-on-one interaction and engagement?
I would care about the rating.
No, it's the rating, because as long as you tip, you get the one-on-one interaction.
Wow.
And they just love it, and they want honest ratings. If I don't like it, I tell them.
See, I was going to ask, like, if I tip better, will I get a better rating?
If you tip, no, I'll say, do you want honest or do you want sugar-coated? And they'll tell me.
Well, I don't want to say,
sugar-coat, please.
It's just everyone we talk to
sugarcoating.
OnlyFans does that rating.
Penis rating, it is big. It's a big segment of
the
industry.
You're going to pay more, but you want to be berated. Okay,
I get it. No, but I don't want sugarcoating. Because what if my penis rating is great? It'd be like, well, you sugarcoated. I'd rather look at like chopped up like hamburger meat. Like, that'd be horrible.
Are you topless when you rate me, or are you fully nude?
Right. So there's three different types. There's text where I just write it to you.
Boo,
there's a
boo,
prude,
prude. Oh, what am I, at church?
Keep going. What are the other two options?
Yeah, what's the other one?
What? Oh, the other options?
Yeah.
Like, so there's the three, the text, the two types of videos, the topless and then the full nude video.
Full yes. nude. Yeah, that's it. Yes. That's what I need. I only want
full sugar, nude.
All full nude sugar goat, please.
Yep.
Hey, how much money are you making a month?
It varies. It can be anywhere from, you know, $1,000 to $4,000 right now. But I'm very early on. I'm only like, you know, 6 months in.
What got you in? What got you in?
I mean, honestly, I'm a very sexual person, and I, you know, had been doing custom videos for a while for people where I would just, you know, get requests from basically like Reddit or, you know, Twitter, for them to make videos. And then I just decided to go for it.
Wow. You know, probably best decision you've ever made.
Definitely. I love it. Yeah. I hope to do it full time.
God bless.
There you go.
God bless. That's what I like.
And I'm an accountant.
The
no, she's a riveter.
I use that.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Hey, what is the last question? What is the price difference between text, topless, and full nude?
And JOI.
Okay, so there's $5 for text, $15 for topless, and $20 for full nude.
Oh my God.
And it's usually only like 20, 30 second video.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, ready, go, all 20s. 20s.
is that a no on JOI?
Oh yeah, I do that. Those are on my feed. Like when you pay, you get those instantly.
it's a bargain at double the price.
Exactly.
Diane doesn't know what JOI is.
Well, I can't say it.
You don't subscribers. You make your money from the big tippers.
Yeah, you want the whales. Exactly. The
just keep sugarcoating.
Wait, is it?
All right.
Hold on.
What are you writing down? Are you guessing what? The I is instruction. Or instruction.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Diane, I'll show you a video from earlier today about Trombone Champ.
Just figured it out.
This is good because you were just tiring of Scrubs Gone Wild. And now you have some content for this afternoon.
Damn it, I'll never watch Dahmer. All right, very good. Thank you. Thank you, Curvaceous 420.
Thank you.
You got it. Talk
to you
later.
But you just made her some money.
I hope so. She's going to make 20 off of me because I'm going full nude sugarcoat.
Well, people are happy with you because sometimes, actually, maybe more of the time, majority of the time, you talk to OnlyFans content creators and you don't get their name.
Yeah, no, because sometimes I feel bad because it takes away from my OnlyFans.